Do you ever think we should have our own thing when we get back from adventuring? Okay, hear me out. Our companions, they all have their own thing, right? Like Dremlin, for instance. The bard's doing what the bard does, playing music for coin, and wenching. But mostly the music. Even the thief has his own thing. Stealing from people's pockets? That's totally a thing, even if it's less than legal. And the cleric's thing is getting drinks thrown in his face. Actually, I think his thing is converting folks to his bright and shiny deity. But mostly, it's the drinks in the face. So, what's our thing? I mean, you sit and brood over your beer. Which isn't really a wizard thing, is it? When I think wizard things, it's turning toads into frogs in a tower. Or peering into the mysteries of the universe. And since I'm the party fighter, this should be my thing. Sitting at the table looking all scary until someone starts a brawl. But like, is that all there is? You brooding? Me sitting? Drinking together is our thing. You and me? I suppose I hadn't thought of it that way. But I guess you're right. Here we are, drinking together. That's a thing, ain't it? Although, our drinks are looking pretty empty. This won't be our thing for very long if someone doesn't get up for a refill. All right, fine. I guess that was me volunteering. But you're gonna get the next round. All right, here we go. Something hit your eye, wizard? Don't bother denying it. You've relied on your familiar to do your spying for too long. Because you've gotten really shitty at sneaking glances. I suppose you've never seen me outside my armor, have you? Well, get an eyeful. Because as soon as the smithy bangs out the dents I took from that guardian golem, the plates are going back on. And my balcony is pretty full, if I say so myself. Breasts. I'm talking about my breasts, in case I wasn't clear enough. I was. I can never tell if I'm being too subtle or not. And you're too clever for anyone to understand you properly. Which is probably why we let the bard do the talking, isn't it? Talking and buying drinks for noble ladies. So, drink it in. The ale, I mean. Not just my curves in these tight undersilks. What? It's breezy. And it doesn't pinch under my armor. Besides, I take your stares as a compliment. Most humans look at us dwarves like circus folk. They don't have the kind of hunger I see in your eyes. So thank you. Even if I would never take you up on it. Oh, hey, it's nothing personal. I just don't go for the weaker guys. Wizards aren't really known for their troll-like grip, if you know what I mean. Oh, really? You think so? Little man, you couldn't handle a woman like me. I thought human men went for the dainty, glen-prancing elf types anyway. You know, the thin-waisted ones who look like a fairy had a growth spurt. Okay, look, Beanstalk. One of my breasts is the size of your head. My arms are as thick as your thighs. If I took you upstairs and used you for what I need, you wouldn't even survive the experience. By morning, you'd look like a war wagon rolled over your hip bones. You want to bet on it? Are you serious, wizard? You want to challenge me for mating rights? Like a dwarf. What, are you gonna summon a skeleton to wrestle me into submission? At least he'd have more meat on his bones than you do. Arm wrestling? Are you kidding me? You want to challenge the party fighter to arm wrestling? You know I won't hold back. Because if I break your arm in three places, the cleric can mend it. In the morning, when our spells return. What I'm saying is I'm not going to take it easy on you. Well, if you insist. It might be the ale talking, but fine, I agree to your challenge. So, what do I get when I introduce your hand to the table? All of your share of today's loot? Oh my god, you're serious about this, aren't you? All right. High stakes. Let's do this. And what do you get if the impossible happens? Like, if the world stands on its head, dogs marry cats, wet becomes dry, and you actually pin me? A blowjob? Gonna show me your wand, huh, scrawny man? Don't worry, you didn't offend my delicate sensibilities. I only laugh because of how out of your league you are. Well then, I guess it's settled. Those are the terms. And no going back. Easiest payday I've ever had. All right, ready? Set. Go. You're playing the old waiting game, huh? Trying to hold out while I tire myself? Well, I don't tire against weaklings. I overpower them. What in the deep hells? Wait, this is impossible. Oh. What? No way. I lost? I don't get it. I mean, I guess I owe you one. Well, up to your room. Shall we? Big guy? I know I bought us the drinks, but you still probably poisoned it somehow. I don't know when, but you could've.
You're a wizard?
Maybe you used that mage hand thingy. Yes, despite being out of spells. And leaving your spell books up here. Look, I don't know about wizards and their secrets, but I do know that you couldn't have beat me without something giving you a leg up. Or, in this case, another appendage that's standing way up. Gods above, wizard. What is that bulge in your breeches? You're not wearing a codpiece, are you? You're just really excited to see more of this stacked dwarf body. Well, I guess whip it out then. Go on, let's get this over with. Balls and bugbears. Did you graft a troll's cock onto your hips? Seriously, wizard. Now I know why you wear loose robes all the time. Judging by the weight of it, maybe you should travel with a cart, too. Save yourself some back pain. It's already sticky for me, too, huh? If I'd known you had it for me so bad, I might have let you bend me over a barrel ages ago. Oh, you're right. Maybe I would have put you over a barrel. But for now, I think maybe I'll just take a little taste. Sit down, wizard. I've never had human on my tongue before. We both got to get something out of this experience, right? You know, we're just the right height for this, you and I. And your little soldier just keeps straining to reach my lips. Is it that needy? What's with that shiver? I'd ask if you were cold, but having my tits spread over your lap must be pretty hot. Do you like feeling my big soft breasts rubbing against your thighs? While I polish your helmet with my tongue and lips. Why don't you spread your legs a little bit wider? Open up so I can claim my prize. You might think you won our little contest, but... well, here I am with your jewels in my hot hands. And your wand in my mouth. So who has the loot here, huh? How long have you been wanting to do this, anyway? Use my pretty little mouth to polish your stuff. You want to hear an interesting secret, wizard? I would have done this sooner if you had begged me. What? Is that cruel of me? Oh, you poor thing. Here. Let me make it up to you by wrapping these heavy breasts around your cock. Oh, fuck. You're so big. Even crushing it between my boulders, your cock still peeks out the top of my cleavage. Just enough for me to take it in my lips. I guess that's for the better, isn't it? With your head peeking out the top, I can give you little kitten licks while I bounce my tits around it. Really, wizard?
You want to grab my braids?
What, am I not sucking fast enough for you? Or am I just so good at this you can't stand up? Oh, human. How are you this strong? Strong enough to make me take it down on my throat? You really want it, don't you? Wanna make me take it? You know my clan takes their lovers by conquest, right? Strength of arms. So go ahead and take it, wizard. I know you can do better than this. Because right now I wouldn't hold your hand to a spring festival. There you go. Oh. Wait. Hey. Okay, wizard, you made your point. But more importantly, while you were busy using my throat like a honeypot, I discovered something more interesting than your wand down my esophagus. What's that around your waist, wizard? No, I definitely felt something while I had my arms around you. So show me. Come on. Okay, last chance, human. Show me, or I strip you down and spank you. You know, doing things the hard way is fun for dwarves. You do know that, right? I said, come here. You clammy little bookworm. Where did you get a girdle of giant strength? Of course I know what it is. My people use them to clear mountain passes. Now, give it here. You may have beaten me in arm wrestling, but your grappling skills are orc shit. I bet it looks better on me anyway. Doesn't it, wizard? Oh, God, I can feel it already. Oh, 10 times the strength of a normal dwarf. Now let's see who wins arm wrestling. And by arm wrestling, of course I mean wand wrestling. You don't get to throw in the towel. It's my turn. Don't you worry. I won't drop you. Toss you, maybe. But not drop you. Specifically on the bed. exactly where I need you.
You stay there. Right there. You're not allowed to leave until I've taught you some basics about dwarf culture. Why you should never cheat a horny, frustrated fighter in arm wrestling, for starters. Lay on your back. And if you're very, very good, and very obedient, I might not crush your pelvis like old pottery while I ride this magnificent cog. I'm just kidding, dickwand. The belt doesn't work that way. I mean, I would really have to ride you hard to put you in any danger. I mean, really, really hard. Oh, fuck. Definitely harder than this. Fuck. So hard. Oh, so fucking hard. Fuck. It's hitting all my needy little spots. You like that, smart guy? Having your throbbing wand being squeezed so tight inside my cave? You can make all the faces you want, wizard. There's no way I'm gonna go easy on you. Not until I take what I need. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, yes. You like that? Having my tits bouncing in your face. I'll use you like my little fuck toy. Be careful. One hit from them might knock you out cold. Oh, fuck, human. It's too good. Oh, this is a reward for beating you. I say we make this our thing. Every tavern we stop at, I show you who's strongest. And then I drag you upstairs and use you. Oh, I can feel you twitching. Is that it? Are you trying to fill your dwarf fighter with your thin seed already? I'm so close. Oh, fuck. I need more. I need a lot more. And kick up them heels, human. You can't come inside me until I've tried something. That's right. Put your heels right under my armpits. And your knees to your chest, just like that. And I'll just lower myself back onto this wand of yours. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is called the Amazon position. Oh, and it lets me take you as deep as I want. Oh, exactly where I need you. Oh, oh God. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel you twitching so much. Oh, it's like your cock is just dancing inside me. Twitching every time I squeeze around you. Is it that tight? I better clench a little harder then, shouldn't I? Yeah, that's right, you dickwand. Fill me with that thin human cum of yours. Show me how much you wanted to plant your seed inside me. Oh, every time you've stared at my butt while I've been defending your weak ass on the battlefield. Yeah, show me, human. Show me. Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, no more wizard cleverness. No more jokes. Oh, just You filling me with your human cum? Oh, that's what you really wanted now, isn't it? To coat my insides with your seed, just like this? Oh. You stay there. I can feel you dripping out of me. But I'm not nearly done with you yet. There's just one more position I want to try. Do you like the view from down there? Me sitting on your face. And squeezing your head between my thighs. Oh. Now, if you ever want to breathe again, you'll start licking. Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, finally, that clever spellcasting tongue gets put to good use. Oh, yeah, keep licking. Clean out my cute little lemon tart. Is it sweet? You know, if I spread my thighs, oh, I can see your human cum dripping down your chin. If you can even call it cum. It's more like spittle, isn't it? Oh, I'm just getting smeared like a grease spout all over your jaw. Oh. Oh, yeah. Something about it, though, is making you taste it. Oh, just using your smart wizard mouth like my little toy. Oh, fuck, human. Fuck. Oh, just grinding myself on your face. Oh, I'm feeling that hot tongue of yours darting in and out of me. Oh my god, I'm gonna be thinking about this every time I hear you casting a spell. Oh, so good. Oh, man. I want you to remember this too. Having your dwarf ride your face. Fuck yes. Oh, yeah, do that right there. Oh, whenever you cast a spell in my presence, just know I'm gonna be thinking about mounting you again. Like my little pack animal. Oh, my little pet. Oh, fuck. Oh, holy fuck, yeah, just a little more. Just keep licking. Keep licking while I grind. I grind on you. Oh my god, I'm so close. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm spraying all over your face. Fuck. Oh, yeah, lick up all my juices. Holy fuck. I don't think I can move. Okay. I'll release you from my thighs, but let me just lay on you for a bit, okay? Oh, hush. I'm not that heavy. You can be my little pillow while my legs stop spasming. You know what? Let me just scooch down a little bit. And while I'm down here, I might as well lick this limp little wand clean.
You know, just to make sure it's charged for our next encounter. I mean, you licked me clean, so it's only polite if I return the favor. I know our party usually shares the magic items, but I'm gonna keep this belt for myself. And since we're bound to have lots of adventures together, I'm sure I'll find a way to pay you back. This is definitely our new thing, by the way.